morning. It's 841 WSGW. You're along with Dave, Pat, Art, and Charlie. This WSGW.com broadcast, this 100.5 and 790 broadcast, this Siri and Alexa broadcast. From the studios with Dave and Pat and Charlie, Art Lewis in your home studio. Welcome, Art Lewis. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
On this Wednesday, May the 4th.
Yes, be with you.
Indeed.
That's right. One of Art's favorite holidays.
Yeah. Yes.
I know you look forward to
it. Falls under the category of get a life.
He says
to so many generations of Star Wars.
Yes,
fans.
I know.
Gone generational.
It has, right? I mean, Gen Z, I think, has picked up on it. The kids
won't deny that. That's for sure.
Yeah. So boomers
Why I said get a life.
Well, it has taken on its own life from where it started as one little movie so many years ago to now. I don't know. What are we up to?
11 movies so
11
far.
11 now?
Yeah,
wow.
11. Yeah, that's where they are. And speaking of that, Charlie,
yes.
If you don't mind, real quick,
I
came out with I developed my own Star Wars movie list from worst to first. Are you ready to hear it real quick? I'm just going to zap right through this.
You don't have to be quick.
I can't wait.
I'm ready for this myself.
Well, remember, I am the movie guru, of course. I'm just saying. So
he has the education to prove it, too.
That's right. And if you don't mind, I'm just going to just throw this one out there and take it for whatever it's worth. Everybody enjoy. I'm going to start with number 11, going with the prequels. I'm sorry, Attack of the Clones. Phantom Menace, 10.
Attack of the Clones was the second one.
Attack of the Clones was the second of the prequel. The Phantom Menace was the first of the prequels.
Okay.
Yes. Rise of Skywalker, that was the last of the last three.
Really?
I put that at number 9. Oh, see, Charlie taken aback by that there, Art. You hear
the prequels, I understand, but I thought the last one was pretty good.
These prequels and sequels remind me of the last farewell tour that keeps on going.
Number 8, Solo. I enjoyed that one. I did, but still number 8. It was an enjoyable movie.
It did tied a few loose ends up and for some enjoyable flashback moments.
Just a good fun action flick. That's really what it is.
It really was.
Number 7, The Last Jedi, which I enjoy. Put that at number 7.
Okay.
Number 6, the best of the prequels, Revenge of the Sith. That's the one where we actually really get to see Yoda and the Emperor go at it.
That was cool.
Always a good one.
And the final scenes in that were pretty intense.
They were.
I thought that was pretty good for a Star Wars movie, yeah.
All right, so here you go. Now, the top 5, The Force Awakens, the first of the last three that came out.
That was the introduction of Kylo Ren, wasn't
it? That's correct, yes.
Okay.
Number 4, Return of the Jedi. That's one of my faves.
That always goes down as a lot of people's favorite.
Number 3, a standalone. One of the best, though, I think, of all the Star Wars. Rogue One.
Yes.
Do you like Rogue One, Charlie?
I did like Rogue One.
It happens before the first Star Wars movie comes out. It's a kind of like a prequel in a way.
Yeah, sometimes I had to remember, where does this come with
the sequence, because of the different things
we're seeing. Yeah.
All right. And then number 2, A New Hope, the very first Star Wars that came out in 1977 with Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher and Harrison Ford. And, of course, don't forget the great Alec Guinness as well. And number one, and everybody says this, anybody who watches all the Star Wars, it is pretty much universally acknowledged that Empire Strikes Back is number one. So there you go.
That's the only one I've seen.
And that's the best one. Hey, you saw the best one. You saw the best one.
I'm thrilled.
If you saw that one, how can you not want to see the others?
That's true. Yeah, you should see the first A New Hope and Return of the Jedi then. You've got to watch those two, Art.
Okay. Sorry.
Oh, man. You know what Star Wars is? It's a Western in space.
Yes.
It really is.
I think I fully agree with that. I agree with that.
With a storyline that in a lot of ways maintained itself, just changed a few characters up in some scenes.
Yeah. Right. And there is some biblical overtones. I won't even say undertones. Overtones with that one, with these movies as well. But that's why I always enjoy the Star Wars movies.
And in the end, it was always a good triumphs over evil, except evil was so good in those movies.
Remember,
Darth Vader was a huge star.
Yeah, still is. Yeah. Would you say the number one villain in all movie history? Darth Vader has to be.
Just because he became so loved and
marketable.
Very much so.
I mean, marketable is a good word. Yeah, they've done a very good job of that.
every Halloween, you still see at least 5 to 10 kids dressed up as Darth Vader.
You do.
A movie that came out 40 years ago, and people are still dressing up like him.
And you know what? That's a little like it's like young people finding Elvis Presley.
True.
The young generation finds Star Wars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And remember, and I had to look this up. It is so popular that coming up next month, June 4th, at Dow Diamond, it will be Star Wars night.
Oh, and June 4th. Okay.
Because they hold it on a Saturday for the kids to be able to have a good time. You know, if they did it tonight, you know, it's a school night for a lot of kids and things like that. So, yeah, June 4th, when a lot of people show up. And dare I say, usually there are more people dressed Darth Vader than there are Luke Skywalker.
Well, Luke was a little whiny, you know, at times, so I understand.
You know, basically, you just throw on a piece of terry cloth and carry a lightsaber, and there's Luke Skywalker.
Right.
Darth, though, you get the mask and the cape? I mean, come on!
No. You throw on a piece of terry cloth, and you're Tarzan.
Well, tomorrow, Art will give you time. We'll have to make it perhaps more time. You'll list every single James Bond movie.
Oh, my. Oh, man.
since that's your favorite in your genre, you can tell us from worst to first.
How many are there? Aren't there like 25 or something?
I lost count. Yeah, there's 25 or 6 now. I lost count, too.
Or actors playing Bond.
I have them all except the last one.
You can do actors playing Bond.
That's
right.
A good point. I already know what your worst one's going to be.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what his
name is. Oh, Lazenby.
Yes, exactly. Oh, Casino Royale.
Yeah, George Lazenby. Yeah, absolutely.
But that had the
absolutely.
But that had the best Bond woman. I always liked her. She was my favorite.
Well,
yeah, but it was a terrible movie.
I know, but I'm forgetting the actress's name. She died recently. She was the Avenger. I'm forgetting her.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she...
Yes.
Oh,
I know.
Look it up, Pat. I got to know. We cannot go on until we get the answer here.
All right, hold on. Oh, wow. Pops up pretty quickly. Let me get to the cast. And let's see. Oh, wait. Stay there. Oh, there it is. Diana Rigg. There we go.
Diana Rigg. Yes.
Boy, that was... All right, yeah, I was going to tax my brain
like
there for a while.
Teeth, wow.
You know, Dave makes a
good
point,
Wouldn't have slept last night.
You know, you could rank them movies, or you could also set aside each Bond character, the actor, and set aside, in that different genre, who is your each Bond, and what was the favorite and worst to first for each Bond.
That's true, you
Bond.
Could do that.
Boy,
right.
Yeah, you could go on forever with Bond.
Or best Bond villain.
Best Bond villain. Well, Goldfinger was the best Bond villain.
Yeah, I can't argue with you on that one, Art. Yeah, you're right.
I do think, though, that I have to say this, guys. I do believe, I really, truly in my heart believe that Pat will be moving away from movies in the near future.
Oh, do tell.
Yeah, he's found a new love with his electric lawnmower.
Hard to rank those, though.
You really can't rank those, right.
Well, now that we fully nerded out this segment of the Morning Team Show.
Real quick, it's because of Star Wars, though, that I was introduced to my favorite actor of all time. When I was a little boy, I loved Harrison Ford. And from then on, I've always been the biggest Harrison Ford fan.
Sean Connery fan.
Oh, yes. Sean Connery. Those two never did a movie together. Sad.
No.
They can't now. But
my favorite movie, though, of Sean Connery's was not the Bond movies.
The Untouchables?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Hunt for Red October.
Classic. Okay. Well, there you go, folks. It is 8:50 on WSGW. Off in some wild tangents of this portion of the Morning Team Show, but that's okay.